This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So I knew it was going to be bad. We just didn't know to what level it was going to be bad. We knew it was going to be super bad, but this is way beyond super bad. Especially when Joe Biden came out and immediately started invoking Roosevelt and then Reagan, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Not even close. Not even close. I mean, by trying to invoke FDR and then Reagan, and trying to make it look as though, you know, Joe Biden is standing up and saving Europe and this kind of stuff right now, and trying to put all these things into that kind of context and look like he's talking tough. Did that play well? Did you think that that's really what came across? All right, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. And we're heading into hour number two of the broadcast right now. And welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, AM 930, of course. Everybody else, of course, along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. So welcome one, welcome all. And we appreciate GCN very, very much. Of course, they work very hard for the show. And I got to tell you, folks, we're hearing from people all over this morning. We really, really are. And so if you'd like to be part of the mix here, you're welcome to give us a call this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. It's the number to call if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to our home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Just like George did, listening on AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, he says, I just cannot believe that this country is being run by a man who can't even say a person's name correctly. Yeah, hear, hear, George. you got me in total agreement with that. He says, on top of saying, look how many people are killed by illegals, worst president ever, he says. Well, you're going to get no argument, I think, George, from a lot of folks on that this morning. And certainly Joe Biden, when he began to say that, because this is the whole thing of, you know, say her name. And he's supposed to say Laken Riley. But in reality, he ended up saying, calling her Lincoln Riley. And then went on to say how a bunch of, you know, she was killed by what he, as he even termed, an illegal, quote unquote. And then went on to say how more people are being killed by thousands of illegals. I mean, it was one of those moments where he kind of almost looked right at the camera, and you got this kind of weird look on his face. And I don't know if that was scripted. I think that might have been an off-script thing for Joe Biden. Again, doing the angry, as Britt Hume termed him, the angry old man. And I think a lot of people sort of saw it as that. They tuned in to see the president of the United States. And there's a lot of people wondering, well, should we go back to Trump? They really are. And now, almost no matter what they might tell you at lunch one day or something, that I think that they really are thinking, you know, maybe we should. You know, there's so many things going wrong. But I think a lot of this is going to be based, too, on, well, but yeah, but Biden can handle it, but he can't handle it. And they know that. Anybody who tuned in to watch last night knows that he can't handle it. He's just not going to be able to handle it. I do think we have a little bit about what he said about Laken Riley. I think we have that. Let's listen in.
Began serious negotiation with a bipartisan group of senators. The result was a bipartisan bill with the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think so?
So hear this attitude.
Oh, you don't like that bill, huh?
Oh, you don't like that bill, huh?
That conservatives got together and said it was a good bill? I'll be darned. That's amazing.
Yeah, how presidential.
That bipartisan bill would hire 1,500 more security agents and officers.
Oh, yeah.
100 more immigration judges, help tackle the backload of 2 million cases. 4,300 more asylum officers and new policies so they can resolve cases in 6 months instead of 6 years now.
More Border Patrol agents to do what? Direct them to the nearest, intake center? What does that even mean?
100 more high-tech drug detection machines to significantly increase the ability to screen and stop vehicles smuggling fentanyl into America. That's killing thousands of children. This bill would save lives.
But at the same time, you see, you could have a great bill, but they don't want to have a great bill. What they want to have is they want to have a bill that they can say they did to fix the border that the Republicans don't want to fix, quote unquote. And it's a bad bill. Take a look at H.R. 2, Mr. President, and Biden administration. But they're not going to seriously consider H.R. 2 at all, are they? Because if they did that, then it might actually start to do something. I think we got this other relevant part here coming up, I think. Here we go. Let's listen to it.
Winner, not really.
And that's Marjorie Taylor Greene calling you.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand. But look, if we change the dynamic at the border, People pay these smugglers $8,000 to get across the border because they know if they get by and let into the country, it's 6 to 8 years before they have a hearing. And it's worth taking the chance of the $8,000. But.
Well, why not close the border?
6 weeks. The idea is it's highly unlikely that people will pay that money and gum all that way knowing that they'll be able to be kicked out quickly. Folks.
All right. So, it all sounds, so good. But, of course, he got her name wrong, just like George was saying. And, Biden could close up the border tomorrow to get all this stuff under control. But he's not going to do that. But did you hear what he said about the thousands of being killed by illegals, right? That might have been an oops on his part, folks. Stay right there. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful.
I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Friday edition, everybody. And it's exciting, I'll tell you that much. It is definitely an exciting Friday because this State of the Union, I think, is going to be very polarizing, I think. And I do think a lot of voters who might have tuned in to think, I wonder if Biden can do this. I wonder if what I'm hearing from, you know, people like me or others, you know, that Biden is faltering, that he's diminished. Is that really true? And I think they might have tuned in tonight to say and or would find to themselves that, hey, something, this really, this guy? Yeah, I mean, if you put Joe Biden tonight up against Donald Trump, and, you know, I think the people would think, Donald Trump can be bombastic, yes, but he doesn't come off as being like Biden was being. I don't even really know how to describe it other than the angry old man that Britt Hume was talking about. I really don't. I don't think there's any other good way to do that. But Joe Biden, of course, you know, he kept yelling and yelling and yelling, and I think that they did have him amped up in some way, shape, or form in order to talk the way that he was talking. And it just didn't really sit well, in my opinion. And then also, of course, you've got Joe Biden talking about, you know, how things at home, you know, that what's, you know, the threats at home and the threats abroad, you know, that's definitely, you know, that's definitely telling us, folks, that part of the big part of their campaign is going to be this, you know, civil division that's out there. Notice I didn't say civil war. I'm not saying that. I'm saying they love to be able to say that democracy is under attack. We are the sole protectors of the democracy. And so therefore, you know, a vote for me is a vote to keep democracy going, and to try to equate it with Vladimir Putin in Europe,
going into Ukraine and the possibility of not stopping there and going on through Europe, that's just not right. You shouldn't make that kind of equation. You know, what's going on in this country is actually, something that we see, with the problems that are being generated. We have this new term, person-made disaster or man-made disaster. Well, this is a man-made disaster. When you open the border, when you absolutely, cause these things to happen. And by the way, we have a border and we have an immigration system and there are rules that you can do. I've known people who have become naturalized American citizens because they wanted to immigrate to the United States of America. There is zero wrong with that. There is zero wrong with wanting to come to this country. You might have come from, people come from all over. And I've met people from different parts of the world that wanted to become Americans. But here's the kicker. They wanted to become Americans. They don't lose their identity. They don't lose, their background or any of that kind of stuff. But they do add in being an American, and that now supersedes everything else about their life. They want to go into business, or they want to get a great job, and they want to raise a family, and they want to assimilate. That's the kind of immigration that we're talking about. That has always been the bedrock of the United States expanding its society and so forth, of course. But what this man-made disaster is all about is to say the border's open, we don't care. In fact, if you try to actually protect the border, right, Governor Abbott, if anything, what Governor Abbott ought to do? Governor Abbott ought to say, what I'm doing? I'm not protecting the border. I'm protecting democracy. and then say, so there, Joe Biden, I'm protecting democracy. And how could Joe Biden argue with that? But if he says I'm protecting the border, oh no, well that's our purview. You can't do that. But as I'm saying, and all joking aside, when you create this disaster because it serves your political agenda, that, my friends, is not going to be the thing that's going to unite Americans. It's not going to be the things that make the voters say, oh, yes, we need to continue down this road. Because what's going to happen, of course, is I think the voters are going to say, look, you're not serving our needs. Now, all those freebies or all those, the programs that were mentioned, all of that is just there. Those are applause lines, but there's no way, when he says, we have the prescription drug thing and so forth, but it's too expensive or something, but I'm going to end it. Well, how? What? How are you going to do that? And just simply by saying those things, he's banking on the idea that some people out there are just not going to at all scrutinize this, right? And I hate to say, I think there are some people out there who won't scrutinize it. But we are. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're all supposed to do to some degree or another. But to simply make a proclamation like a king, I will do this and I will do that. The one thing I can't do, I can't help the border problem. I just can't help that without this bipartisan bill. But I'm going to single-handedly do other stuff. All that is just, it's red meat, especially for the left. Oh, and by the way, we're going to build a pier out off of Gaza so that there can be more aid that's brought in. Now, if that's not a pander bear to the contingent in the Congress, in the House, very, very upset with Joe Biden because our country supports Israel. And Jim Jordan, after that, I saw one quick thing with him after that. He said, what are you talking about? You're going to you're going to build this pier or whatever it might have been, and you're going to help Hamas with this. Because that's what's going to happen. And of course, there were the pro-Hamas or, you know, anti-Israel, whatever you want to call it, protesters that supposedly made the president late to the State of the Union. And they are being blamed for that, of course. But something else occurs to all of us, I believe, and that is, well, why, if they're protesting to, say, have a ceasefire, why aren't they protesting against Hamas? Why aren't they saying, you know, we got to get rid of Hamas? Tell us, Mr. President, what can we do to help you and Israel get rid of Hamas? And then this will take care of this problem. I mean, you know, I'm just saying that in a very general sense, obviously. But when they're simply saying, we just want a ceasefire, well, that doesn't make much sense, does it? Because obviously Hamas needs to be eradicated. But the very fact that you have so many people who won't take the stand against Hamas, but yet somehow think that Israel and now by extension the United States is evil because it supports the eradication of Hamas, which is currently underway as best as is possible, it just blows my mind. It just blows my mind completely. But again, while we're taking a look at the State of the Union, it just looks like this was simply there to try to really be not an olive branch to the Republicans. You know, even Republicans like Mitt Romney. You know, of course he's not running for re-election, but you get the idea. That ilk. There was no olive branch for that whatsoever. What it was, I think, was more of an olive branch over to the left to say, look, I'm here. I'm with you on the extremist agendas. I'm going to hit all the high notes here for this. We're going to move ahead in this campaign, and it is going to be brutal, and we're going to continue on. Oh, and Supreme Court, you're next. You know, I'm going to come down on you at this point in the speech. That's not what Americans tuned in to see. What Americans tuned in to see at a crucial time in our history, at a crucial time in Earth history, is to see, are we going to have anything that's going to even remotely resemble putting things on a better track? He talked about, oh, we got to worry about Iran and all this kind of stuff in the Middle East. Guess what? Iran was being contained. We weren't giving them $600 billion or stuff like that. We weren't doing that kind of stuff under Trump. So give me a break. Folks, stay right there. We've got a lot more to talk about. Bottom of the hour break is next. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition continues to race by. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is announcing the construction of a port on the Gaza coast by the U.S. to facilitate aid delivery in his State of the Union speech. According to administration officials, Biden will instruct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Pressure from within his own party urging assistance for Palestinian civilians affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict has been mounting on Biden. Sweden has been formally accepted as a member of NATO. The Swedish Prime Minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken. United Airlines plans to reduce its pilot hiring pace. New hire classes will be put on hold in May and June, but are projected to recommence in July. The decision to pause hiring stems from new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing, according to a memo distributed to employees. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Friday edition continues. And I got to tell you, yeah, Billy Joel has some great advice out there. Yeah, just you got to tell her about it. That's always good advice. I'll tell you that much. All right, folks, Friday edition is here. It is upon us. Of course, we're making our way through it. We're at the bottom of hour number two already. I can't believe that. But what I do believe, first of all, Kyle Warren with you, of course, and 949-822-7959 is the number. But what I do believe is that, as I was mentioning last segment, when you start invoking FDR and Ronald Reagan and all this kind of stuff, and talking about how you're gonna stop Putin, you know, this was, you know, all fine in the sense that, you know, if we're going to stand up to Putin, then so be it, and as we should. But here's something else that he says. I want you to hear this clip. Let's listen into Joe Biden.
Since President Lincoln and the Civil War, have freedom and democracy been under assault at home as they are today?
Okay, stop right there. And let's back that up, put that right back to the very beginning. Now you're starting to invoke Lincoln and the Civil War. And to say that democracy is under attack at home, let's listen in again, just to reiterate.
Not since President Lincoln and the Civil War have freedom and democracy been under assault at home as they are today.
Okay, stop right there. You're getting the idea here, folks. You know, again, positioning yourself as the sole protector of democracy, because, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, this is all hypothetical, but I'm going to say this to demonstrate the absurdity factor of where they're placing themselves in terms of how they are the only ones ever protecting democracy for you. Okay? What happens, I'm just going to posit this, or I'm just going to pose this, but what happens if Trump wins? A lot of people think he will win, but
let's just say, for sake of argument, Trump wins in November. What does the Democrat Party elite do? What do they do? You know, are they going to say the election was rigged? Are they going to say that the election wasn't rigged, but it doesn't matter? We can't let Trump be president because we're the what? We're the sole protectors of democracy. You know, I'm not laughing. This is incredibly serious. You got the president of the United States in the State of the Union who just said, not since Lincoln and the Civil War has democracy been under attack at home and abroad, basically. That is, if a Republican president, and don't worry about being Trump, just a Republican president, because there would have been political opposition to an unquestioned one-party rule of Joe Biden and the Democrat Party elite, and they said, or if the situation were reversed, and they said, you know, I got to tell you, not since Lincoln and the Civil War has democracy been under such attack here at home. That, my friends, it seems to be so far out into outer space that you can't even get a fix on it at all. And I think it's very, very incendiary to say things like this. You know, it's really not good. It only because they keep trying to put this notion in your mind that it's too far gone. It's eventually going to happen. There's going to be, you know, because why? Because our democracy is under attack. By who? By Donald Trump, who's trying to get elected. he's not trying to take over. He's trying to get elected. The same as all the other presidential candidates. And in other words, getting back to my question, my very serious question, what would happen? Would the Democrat Party elite justify, stopping the certification of the vote in January of 2025? I don't know. And I'm not saying this to be over the top or incendiary. I'm simply saying that, you know, when you put yourself in that position, and Donald Trump wins, are they just going to sit back and go, well, that's our Democrat process. I'm glad democracy worked today. And, well, it's just Donald Trump will now be sworn in as president. You know, are they going to say that? And are they going to sit back and say it's all good? I don't know. Because why? Because they've done this ridiculous nonsense of putting themselves in that position. Now I'm yelling like Joe Biden. But not just like Joe Biden. I have a righteous indignation, my friends. Let's listen into this quote again.
Since President Lincoln and the Civil War, have freedom and democracy been under assault at home as they are today? What makes our moment rare is that freedom and democracy are under attack both at home and overseas at the very same time. Overseas, Putin of Russia is on the march, invading Ukraine, and sowing chaos throughout Europe and beyond. If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not. But Ukraine can stop Putin. Ukraine can stop Putin if we stand with Ukraine and provide the weapons that it needs to defend itself.
No, we have stood with Ukraine. I think we stood with Ukraine in a very, very staunch way. I think what the Democrat Party elite and the Biden administration have completely missed out on is that you can't just keep passing these things over and over again. I don't think the American public thinks that there is any progress going on there, and it's not a good thing. This is not a good thing. But if you simply have the notion that you're going to fight – oh, and by the way, at one point in the speech tonight, didn't Joe Biden say he was going to fight like hell? Isn't that what Trump said? And wasn't that like a call to revolution or something, if I recall correctly? But Biden can say it. All these other politicians can say it. And they're not, drug in, through impeachment and all this other kind of stuff. So I wish there was just a list of acceptable phrases that politicians could say. And that if you speak from the list of acceptable phrases, you can't be, labeled as being, okay, well, that phrase means this. So therefore, you're trying to create an armed insurrection. That's not what was going on. We all know that. Right? But it's just, again, double standards. But if you're going to stand up for Ukraine and you're going to help Ukraine, fine. But what is the problem, Mr. President, in actually doing the same kind of thing for these southern states and for our southern border? And if the Republicans actually take the opportunity to say, look, you have pushed us into a corner. In order for us to do our job for the American people and not be derelict in our duty, we're going to negotiate with you on this. We're going to say, look, I mean, hey, you want to fund Ukraine? Fine. We've got to do this for the border. Oh, my gosh. You would think that they just said Putin can just have Ukraine tomorrow morning. No, that's not what they're saying. Oh, they're not for democracy. No, that's not what they're about either. What they're about is actually doing the things that we're supposed to do for our country, too. And you can have both, but it's the Democrat Party elite, the Biden administration, that bifurcates this kind of stuff and says, nope, it's got to be my way or the highway. And if you don't agree to this right now, I'm going to run out there in my State of the Union speech and talk about how democracy is under attack at home. And these people, and how somehow Donald Trump told Putin to do whatever he wants. That's not exactly, I think, what Donald Trump said. I think he was talking to the NATO nations in a negotiating tactic designed to show the severity of the problem if they don't maintain their part of the bargain here. I don't see a scenario where the United States says, well, I guess Putin's, we're just going to let him walk into that country, that NATO country, without firing a shot. But the Democrat Party elite certainly want to make you think that that's exactly what Trump was talking about. I don't think he was talking about that. But again, this is, rough and tumble world of negotiations, but they just use it as a political weapon. My friends, to say things are messed up would be an understatement. We are coming right back. Right after this, we've got another great song. We'll talk with Denise Simon as well. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition continues on.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. This girl is the only one I have.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You know, we got a great message from Bill listening on 9:30 a.m. in Sarasota, WLSS. And I really appreciate this message very much. And by the way, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. You know, we'll be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few minutes after we hear our next song, our second song of the morning. Keep you going, keep your blood pumping. But I want to tell you what Bill in Sarasota just said. He says, remember how Reagan shook up the world when he joked off Mike? The bombing starts tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. He said, I think he said something like, well, I've just outlawed Russia. I've signed legislation outlawing Russia. The bombing starts, you know, tomorrow, something like that. And, you know, this caused this huge meltdown and everything. And, yeah, it was not meant for broadcast. It was a joke at that time. But he says, Bill goes on to say, after this angry old man exposing his shortcomings to the world, I think it'd be perfectly predictable to find out that Xi Jinping said to the generals, quote, the invasion of the renegade territory, that means Taiwan, of course, starts tomorrow, unquote. FJB sealed Taiwan's fate with this inexcusable display of senility. Pray for peace, he says. Only God can beat back this devil of an administration now. Well, I'm with you, Bill. I appreciate that. Yeah, I know. We need some divine intervention, no doubt about it. We need to be praying for peace always, and we need to be strong, and we need to pray for peace. There's no doubt about that at all. All right, so folks, and thank you, Bill. I appreciate the message. And folks, let's get started. This is going to be another rocker this morning. We've got, because, you know, it's Friday, we're letting our hair down a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week. This is a pretty cool track, and it does drive. And this is Queen with Tie Your Mother Down. Pretty cool track back. I think it's from Day at the Races. Morning, and that's kind of a tie-in, isn't it? We played Heart last hour, and that album where that track came from, the Barracuda track, came from the Heart album called Little Queen, I think. And this one is from Queen, and it's from an album called A Day at the Races. And on this particular track, another great guitar riff, a real cool basis for that whole song with Brian May. On guitar right there, and very distinctive style he has of playing as well. You know, you can always kind of tell whether you're listening to Brian May or you're listening to the late, great Eddie Van Halen, other great rock guitarists out there, and certainly, you know, guitarists like Eric Clapton and Joe Bonamassa, I think, is just absolutely amazing. And we played a lot of their stuff, too, stuff that they did together live. Clapton and Bonamassa, and then other great rock guitarists, Davy Johnstone, others like that. It's almost it's little signatures they have that do come out. You can say, oh, I'll bet you anything he played on this song. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. It's time now to head out to the east, all the way over across the continental United States, and bring in Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com is the website. Also, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's the aftermath of the State of the Union. We had the aftermath of the Super Tuesday, and now we got this aftermath. I don't know. What do you think about the aftermath?
You know, that whole thing last night was so partisan. It was offensive. And because we're being yelled at through the whole thing, it was almost like everything is our fault. But at the very end, I'm the president of all Americans. Really?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, in hour number one, I think I described it as the State of the Union special edition for the hard of hearing, I think. You know, that's what it seemed like, because he kept yelling at us, like you're saying.
Well, you know, I think what he was really trying to do is say, my mental acuity is fine, and I'm here to prove it to you. So here I am. And, you know, shame on all you MAGA people, you know, to even think that you could have some kind of attachment to my predecessor. Because, you know, I've had to do nothing but fix all of his failures.
Oh, right. Well, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, he was trying to lay the blame. But also what got to me was the idea that, you know, not since Lincoln and the Civil War have democracy been under attack at home and abroad. I thought that was pretty incendiary.
Well, yeah. And then to attack the Supreme Court?
Oh, yeah.
Really? And then he didn't get Lincoln's name right at all. Lincoln Riley. I mean, he called her Lincoln.
Exactly.
And the only reason he had that button is because Marjorie Taylor Greene got in his face and handed it to him as he was walking into the gallery. A lot of people don't know this, too, that a man was, he was kind of a protester, not really, but he yelled about Abbeygate. Well, you know, there are a lot of people that were yelling in that thing last night back at him. And one of them was a father whose Marine son was killed at Abbeygate. Well, guess what? Security handcuffed the guy and threw him out.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, he was up in the upper gallery, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's...
He never said a word about Afghanistan or Abbeygate. Never a word. Oh, but we're going to go help Gaza, and we're going to build infrastructure there by building a port. They have a little seaport, isn't it? It's not going to take a cargo ship.
Yeah.
But they have a port.
You know, I don't know. This is all so bizarre. It really is. Denise Simon, stay right there, because we're climbing up to the top of the hour, everybody. We're going to come right back after the top of the hour news. We're going to continue on with Denise Simon. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Stay right there. Hour number two, now officially in the books.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.